A new report card by the March of Dimes shows that the rate of premature births in Georgia is on the rise. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll discuss what this report says about the overall health of Georgia's mothers and babies. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Georgia has received a D grade from the March of Dimes. So how does this report card fit into the stories we've been hearing about mothers and babies' health in Georgia at the moment?
Well, the premature birth rate rose here in Georgia from 11.2% to 11.4%. And what is done with these statistics and report cards is we get a sense as to where we stack up among other states, which states are doing better and why, and kind of get an idea of where our health of our women and babies and actually all Georgians are.
This report also broke down our score by county and by ethnic and racial disparities. What can we learn from that kind of information?
Health disparities linger across many different health conditions and situations. And in this report, we found out that African-American women in Georgia had a much higher rate of premature births, almost 14%. And that's true nationally. And the report also gave counties grades as well. Chatham and Clayton County were two counties here in our state that got an F. Fulton Gwinnett got a D. Cobb got a C. But the highest rate was in Bibb County, Macon, which was almost 14% of births were premature.
You've done a lot of reporting in this area. Do we have an idea of why the rates might be so high in Georgia?
Well, there are many factors that are cited for premature births. One is it's a lack of health insurance. We have a very high uninsured rate, and that may mean that the women who are pregnant may not have the access to prenatal care and other supportive care during the pregnancy that insured women have. And we know that access to OBGYN care is scarce, especially in rural areas of our state. 59 of 159 counties in our state have birthing hospitals. And so transportation to doctor's appointments and transportation to give birth can also be a problem.
So one of the goals of this report card is to help states and municipalities know where they can make improvements. What are some of the lessons we could learn from this report? And does that reflect some of the efforts that might already be going on in Georgia?
Well, the Department of Public Health has several initiatives to try to lower the rate of premature births. And one is to try to encourage centering pregnancy programs, which are basically group prenatal care for pregnant women, which seems to have a real positive effect on this issue. Another is having access to family planning services at local public health departments. So there's several tactics that can be on a state level, community level. The March of Dimes report shows that some communities have lowered their premature birth rate pretty markedly through this type of direct work in their communities.
Andy Miller, Georgia Health News, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or GPPnews.org.